Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things you can do there if you have a small business or want to own a small business that will help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including our newsletter that you can subscribe to for free, including our blog, which you can subscribe to for free, including lots of other stuff, thousands of archives, thousands of articles you can read and listen to and just enjoy to your little heart's content, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. And when you do, say thank you to our corporate sponsors for making all that available to you for free. Sean Doyle is our guest, and he's a principal in Fitzmartin Marketing. He's one of the top marketing experts in our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
As I probably said before when you were here, and as I said earlier in the hour, and as I'm going to say again, the two areas that small business owners need the most help in raising their level of sophistication is in the hiring process, the human resources process, hiring and managing our people a little more in a little more sophisticated way. That's one of them, but that's not what you and I are going to talk about. And the other one is in the area of marketing. We're just not good at it, and we need all the help we can get. So what's your installment in our education in that area today?
It ties very nicely to education. Actually, today's Business 101. Wanted to look at branding and how it's gotten out of control.
Branding is out of control.
Absolutely.
I got some branding experts that would say that was blasphemy.
Well, don't tell any of my friends. A lot of the confusion about branding is that branding is not what you say, but it's what you do. People think about branding as a verb. It's no more a verb than it is to gorgeous. You wouldn't to brand. You wouldn't gorgeous. So branding is a result. It's not a tactic. But I think in today's society, marketing firms such as myself have been guilty of taking branding, the process or what a brand is, and making it a means to itself, selling it like it's a verb. And that's created a lot of confusion about what is branding. So everybody's focused on branding. Everybody's words are changing.
And that part of that's my fault, because one of the things I've been doing, and I'm unabashed in this, has been to tell small business owners that they need to focus more on branding, because for so many years. Sean, the idea of branding for a small business, in a small business's mind, a brand was something that Coca-Cola had or Ford had or somebody like that. They didn't realize that they actually had a brand themselves.
Well, and I think the irony of that is that advertising still certainly has a role. But it's what's happened is we've spent all of this time. We could look at mental health services, what 30 years ago we would have called mental health services. Today we're going to call that behavioral health services because we think that's branding, to change these words, to change these labels. But the reality of it is that the associations that we have of mental health are created by our relationships, our experiences, the doctors, and the impact with those industries, not the words that some ad guy created.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I've used an example of branding is literally like a cow. I mean, you own the cow and you burn your mark on it. It's not that you say you own the cow. You actually have to burn a mark on it. And it's painful for the cow and it's hard for the cowboy. That's what we're doing in advertising. But it's so much beyond putting your logo on stuff. And I've got a little quick story. I've been picking on Delta a lot recently in my writing. And
like they don't have enough trouble, but they got you raining down on them.
Hey, they've created their own problem.
Delta Airlines you're talking about.
Delta Airlines. I received a letter from them the other day telling me that as a benefit to me and for my convenience, they were going to take my old SkyMiles, which never expired.
I got one of those letters.
Yeah. Well, and they're telling me that it's to my advantage that they're going to convert them to a new type of miles. By the way, those miles do expire. And they spent an entire letter trying to convince me how it was good for my for my my experience with them and how good they were being to me. Mm-hmm. And it was a bunch of malarkey. But then I look at the next TV advertisement that I see, and it's all about vacation and wonderful stuff. Well, I don't believe it. I believe the letter that was misleading and twisted. But people don't believe the advertising anymore.
So what's the lesson in that for small business owners?
Well, Delta revealed its character in this letter. They really revealed who they were when they did what was really for them and tried to convince me that it was for me. They revealed who they truly were. So the lesson for the business owner is run your business 101. Run your business well, have character, be truthful, advertise your product with passion or your service with passion, and with the result of that as a brand. Delta creates a brand when they create a letter that they think is going to dupe an intelligent audience, and you can create a brand if you run your business well. Business 101.
The difference between a big company like Delta and our small businesses is it is actually possible for a big company to have, you know, to throw so much money at a branding, at a marketing campaign, that they actually do convince people to do business with them and even to come back. But it's all sort of like winning through intimidation. But small business owners can't do that. Number one, we don't have enough money to create that kind of an image. But we have to do it with the way we deliver our services. We have no choice, do we?
No. And if you invest the money you've got into creating a great product or service, whatever it is you're passionate about, if you've got a hamburger stand and you create the best burgers you've ever had, you're going to win. You're going to sell a lot of hamburgers. McDonald's spends $1.5 billion in branding efforts last year. But do you really believe people who eat hamburgers at McDonald's love it? Or they're really loving it, I think is their expression, loving it? No. If you want a hamburger, there's a little joint in town that you know to go to.
They got better hamburgers, don't they?
Yeah, sure.
Well, even Ray Kroc said, we don't sell food, we sell fuel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You as a business owner can take advantage of that. You're not going to have the money to spend to beat $1.5 billion.
McDonald's.
You can create a great burger.
When we come back, Sean, we're going to get Sean to help us take that message and convert it into some action in the marketplace. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sean Doyle, and he's with Fitzmartin Marketing.
Rolls around the sun, doesn't mean that much to me. I'll take that chance on the edge of life, just like all. Every night I have myself.
Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Sean Doyle. Sean, tell us a little bit about your company and how we can contact you.
Well, Fitzmartin is a company that specializes in helping businesses that market to other businesses with their communications. And you can find us online at Fitzmartin, FitzMartin.com. And if you're interested in that specific niche, we do write a newsletter that doesn't come too frequently to fill up your email box, but it's full of practical how-to advice, and you can find that on the web, too, fitzmartin.com.
I hope you'll check that out, folks, fitzmartin.com. Sean, you were talking to us about how to make sure that we understand the concept of branding and what it really is and what it is and what it isn't, but how do we take that information, that definition, that nomenclature, so to speak, how do we take that and convert it into action, into something that's actionable, that we budget for, that we take steps for, and that we measure and get results from?
Perfect. I've got five specific application points. Now, remembering that the example from Delta, people are not going to remember just the advertising. They're going to remember the way you behave in business. I will always remember the way Delta behaved when they sent me that letter. I will always disregard their advertising. So remember that there's a disconnect if you're saying two different things. So the question is, does your correspondence match your ads? When you have a problem in your business, are you forthright? Do you deal with it immediately? When you send a letter, if you have a bad day or a bad year, do you tell your customers? Are you honest with them? When someone walks in the door and you serve them a bad meal, how do you deal with it? It doesn't matter what you advertise. It's how you act in your business. It's going to define your brand. And that comes from your heart. That comes from your character. So forget all the advertising stuff. Just make sure that your correspondence matches your communications, your ads. When you market, ask yourself, do you sound like you or do you sound like your ad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that experience where you end up looking at something going, that's not mine? Sounds mm-hmm. like the marketer came up with that.
Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, if you hire somebody to give you advice, you should take their advice, but you should also be a contributor to the product, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. It is a common crime of marketing firms to do marketing and advertising that they like, not that represents you.
This is like the home decorator that makes all the homes look like they want it to look, not like the homeowner wants it to look.
Absolutely, and yeah. Unless that's what you want, you can intentionally buy that.
Buy somebody else's taste.
Look like
huh?
It'll be a failure for marketing.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Can you define your values and passions? Jim, if I asked you about Small Business Advocate, could you quickly talk about what values and passions you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can't talk about it, then you're never going to be able to communicate it to a new employee or to the public. So make sure that you can quickly define your values and your passions.
And that needs to be the foundation for everything else that you for the way you penetrate the market, whether it be advertising or marketing or waiting on customers or whatever.
Absolutely. And if you're not starting from the inside out, which would be values and passions, then out to communications and employee training, then you're in trouble. If you're starting with your wrapper, with your advertising, then you're in trouble. Let's talk about the place of advertising. There is a good place for advertising. People can be unaware of your products or services. And marketing, advertising, a well-placed radio spot.
Especially radio, right?
Absolutely. Radio.
Especially radio, Sean.
Radio is wonderful.
We like radio around here.
Radio provides a very good value for the dollar spent, especially compared to television. Radio has a unique advantage, and a lot of people are listening to the radio in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I love to buy morning drive. It's a great time, and evening drive is a great time for advertising on radio.
And of course, any time that the Small Business Advocate show is on the air, that's a good time too, right?
That's the best.
That's
the
another one of the good times, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Think about that. You know, there is a place for advertising. The internet provides it, the radio provides it, other medias, television, even outdoor print. There is a time for that, but think about it in terms of creating awareness, not of selling. An ad doesn't create a sale. You're going to create a sale by having someone come in your store, come to your restaurant, come to you. Then it's up to your staff, your people, to create.
So you're saying let your advertising and your marketing let it introduce you and introduce your philosophy and your objectives and your mission, so to speak. Let it introduce you the personalities, perhaps, of your company, and then encourages them in a way that encourages them to come and see it for real.
Absolutely.
See it face to face.
If I see somebody or hear them talking at church or at a bar or a restaurant, and I kind of sense some things about them, or I see them wearing particular clothing, like maybe they're wearing a softball uniform, and I love softball. Well, I'm going to be drawn to that person. I'll be interested in that. And advertising is nothing more complicated than that. Show people who you are, what your character is, what you're interested in, and there's going to be a natural affinity to the correct target market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love apple dumplings and you advertise your apple dumplings, and I love apple dumplings, well, I'm going to come buy an apple dumpling. It doesn't have anything to do with fancy ads.
Next time, bring me some of those apple dumplings, Sean. Give us the website one more time.
FitzMartin.com, FitzMartin.
Outstanding, Sean. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
I hope everybody has a great week in business.
We'll see you next time. Sean Doyle, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with another friend, Darcy Rezac. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.